It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, somebody has an answer on Urkel?
Steve Urkel, yeah. Jaleel White was at Arrowhead last night, and that is because he is a massive Chargers fan.
Oh. The
So Kip had that for us on Twitter.
So that was the, of all the big Chargers fans in Los Angeles, that is the, that's the one
hey,
they went
traveled.
So, like Justin Herbert, Urkel left hurting last night.
All right. Well, at least we have the answer. One other thing from the Thursday Night Football last night, and I was talking to Tyler about this. So, anyway, this is off of Reddit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was at the Chiefs game last night, tailgating with some friends. Ran to the car to drop some stuff off, only to find my front bumper dented and scraped. Person who did it was nice enough to leave a note. Erica left a note with her name and phone number. Tried calling the phone number. It was Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Stay classy.
Diane.
I shouldn't laugh, but...
Of course it was.
Is that a thing?
People, I mean...
A fake note?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you like, if you see one, do you automatically go, that's not a real phone number?
I would be more inclined. Yes.
Oh, I would see it and be like, oh, thank God they left a note.
Oh, I'd rather you not leave me a note.
Well, yes, I'd rather you not prank me.
Yeah. I'd rather you not hit my car.
Diane, even better going back in time to when the accident occurred.
No, but I can't say I would never leave a note. Oh, please don't look at me like that. You're leaving a note if you hit somebody's car parking.
He damaged it as much as he said he could see it when he walked up.
Dented and scraped. You're leaving a note?
Yeah.
Every time.
I would think so if it's damaged.
Please be honest.
I'm not talking a door ding. I'm talking like
damage. Well, that's damage too.
Damage on that. Well, the person who did me didn't leave me a note.
Oh, so because you got door dinged, you don't... Well, thank God nobody's...
It's the circle of life.
So you won't leave for a door ding. You dent somebody's door, you won't leave a note.
I'm thinking a little bit... Like, I have a little bit of like white paint on my car. My car's not white.
Wipe it off.
It's not wiping off.
Okay. So, but that note, somebody should not have to leave a note for?
No.
So I can ruin your door, and that's okay.
Not ruined. It's just aesthetically not as pretty.
Do you? Okay.
But this car still runs. A dent.
Now I'm going after the person whose car it is. No, but I'm saying that's a little bit picky and choosy. That's a little bit picky and choosy.
All I'm saying is, note or not, if there's a note and I'm approaching, I'm obviously probably visibly upset that my car's been hit, but I am so grateful that I have contact information so we can exchange insurance.
But you don't. Nobody, don't you understand? Nobody leaves a note.
I didn't know fake notes were a thing.
My first thought walking up to the car if I saw a note would be that it was fake.
Do you think it People was even leave- the person that did the damage?
Yes. I don't think somebody was randomly walking through the parking lot.
Everyone at the game is walking through the parking lot. Did someone think that was funny?
Well, Diane did.
If they saw the person ding, it was a hit and run, and they're like, let's leave a note from Erica.
Oh, I thought you meant they just stumbled on and they saw that there was damage to the car. No,
so that damage could have been there for years.
Well, that's what I mean. So you think they just saw it and like saw it happen, and they were like, why would you do that?
I don't know. Who's hitting a car and then taking the time to stay at the scene to write a fake jokey note?
I'll tell you why.
It's not even joke. It's not funny.
I know
Diane laughed and couldn't stop laughing.
I'll tell you why.
But that's salt in the wound.
No, but I'll tell you why people do it, though. So imagine you're pulling into a spot, yeah, right? So Diane's car is parked there. It's the one that has the white paint all over the door. So Diane's parked there. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling in and I hit the car. I'm sure the parking lot at Arrowhead was packed.
Right.
I know it was packed. It was all over the news.
Well, they opened up the gates an hour early.
Right? So you're pulling in and you hit the car. What's everybody around you doing?
Oh.
So they're
see
doing
you
it
do
as
it.
A show.
It's optics.
Yeah. So you get out and you're like, oh my God, I better leave a note.
Oh God, who has got a napkin?
No. I mean, you just find a piece of paper that has no identifying information in the car. And if there is some, well, then you just rip that part off and you're good to go. No, because if there's other people watching, they don't. If I would have just like backed out and taken off, or if I would have just got out of my car and went running, people would write down my license right. plate number and turn that in.
You're right. You got it.
But
that's exactly what happened.
If I get out and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to leave a note. My name's Erica. Here's my phone number. Let me look up
Who
Pizza
knows the
Hut
number real- to Pizza Hut?
They probably looked it up on their phone, Diane.
I would have thought if I was
I know the phone number to the Papa John's by me.
That they're, like, they're like
looking at my insurance
information.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a ton of sense. Like, I get that.
Yeah, no, you nailed it.
I totally get that.
Oh, my God.
And people do it all the time.
No, they stop saying all the time.
People leave fake number rec notes all the time.
You just wondered why people even leave a note.
Yes.
Well, if people are leaving notes all the time that are fake, it's not they're mutually exclusive. Are people leaving notes or not? Or are you saying any note left is fake?
10% of notes are real.
What?
That's it. 10%.
10? That's low.
Oh, you think it's like 8%? I tend to agree with you.
No, 10 is low.
Their insurance is going to pay for it. I mean, if they have it.
Then there's that element.
10% of notes are low. 90% are fake for optics. And even if it's not. And by the way, let's say it's a crowded place, right? Like, and I don't want to keep using Arrowhead because it's packed. But let's say you pull into a mall that's busy.
Oh, I was at a mall last week.
So let's say you pull into a mall,
mm-hmm,
and it's a crowded parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And I pull in, I ding your car.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you don't really know whether it's me or it's somebody else.
Right.
Somebody else could have pulled in, dinged your car, left, and then I pulled in and it was fine. So you almost have to leave a note, because if not, the person just thinks it's the person next to them.
That's one thing I will do. Look at a car. I'll never park to a car that has damage, just in case it was the car before me backing out or backing in.
Oh God, that never crosses my mind.
I wouldn't care.
I'm just looking for a parking spot.
So you want to be blamed for something you had nothing to do with?
I didn't do anything. What are you going to blame me? You're going to track me down and go, you hit my car? And I'll be like, no, I didn't. I pulled in. The spot was empty. It's not my fault. Listen, when I pulled in, your car looked like a POS. I was glad to park next to you.
You sound like the guilty party.
How does that sound guilty? I didn't hit you.
Because you're stumbling over what I think is a lie.
Okay, well, go pound sand. Thanks.
Now I'm calling the cops.
Okay, call them.
Or going to Reddit.
But prove it.
Oh, Reddit.
Yeah, prove it. I did nothing wrong.
Well, yeah, no.
So you examine the car next to you?
Not examine. Not like I'm renting it. But I will look and make sure that there's no
damage. And if there is, then you have to drive.
I'll never park next to a car that has any sort of paint damage or scrape or ding.
I give zero F's what the car next to me looks like.
I never even think of it.
No. Well, yours.
Well,
Diane, yours is
you're
all,
the one I'm not parking next to.
Your car's all dinged up. No, but I would not. If I was stuck with having to leave a note, maybe for optics I would, but I would never leave a fake note. I would rather not get a note than get a fake note. That's how I would treat someone.
Yeah.
Line four.
Pizza Hut.
Wait, did we determine though? Would you leave a note?
Me? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You would? There's your 10% right there. Everybody else is fake.
It's actually 67%. Kristen, would you leave a note? You would not leave a note? I don't have paper.
Oh, God. That's what she's saying to all the onlookers. She's, I don't have any paper.
Oh, that's like when I make a scene when I don't have bags to pick up after the dog. Oh, I just ran out.
Oh, I'm plumb out.
I'll have to come back and pick that up. I'm not coming back. I'm sorry. Where am I going? Line four. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
It's Aaron. I think it was probably 80% before this show, and now it's 10%, because who ever thought of leaving a fake number?
I never
thought of that. I've always left a note.
Have you really? First of all, you're
not a good driver.
How many notes have you had to write?
I've done it twice.
Oh, twice. Okay.
Twice. I will say this. All of mine is just assumption. I've never hit a car pulling into a parking lot and damaged. I've definitely dinged somebody, and I've definitely purposefully dinged somebody. That I've done, but I've not been in a situation where I've had to leave a note. So that I haven't done. But yes, I you said it never crosses your mind. I'm telling you.
Never crossed my mind. When you said this morning, I thought, that is definitely somebody hawking that person. And that person was like, oh, crap, I better leave a note. And they made up a number. And I guarantee that happens after this. I mean, if it hasn't already.
Ma'am, because it happens all the time.
She's like me. I didn't know.
It happens all the time. I told you. I believe 90% of notes that are left are fake.
People ding and leave all the time.
Right. And, well, Diane says dinging is fine. Dinging is fine. You don't have to leave a note if you ding.
I can't believe she thinks that way.
No, I've done that before, and I haven't left a note for a ding. Because, you're like, if somebody parks wonky and you're, like, 2 inches from them, it's kind of their fault. Some people park ridiculous around here.
Oh, listen, I agree with you. But it's their fault that you're going to ding them and then not leave a note.
Well, I mean, you're not, like, opening the door with full force. You're trying to squeeze out, but...
Yeah, but I left a little bit of paint.
Listen,
it's not my fault you parked wonky, and to move you out of the way, I rammed right into your fender.
2 weeks ago, I had to get in on the passenger side. I'm like, God damn you.
I had to do the same thing.
Now, Diane, let me ask you this. Hey, thank you, ma'am. Did you loogie the car?
No.
Oh, my God. That is mandatory.
No.
If they jack you like that, you loogie the windshield. 100%. And we've all intentionally dinged the car next to us.
No,
that I've done.
No.
Hard.
Oh, my God.
Hard.
You're teaching someone a lesson?
They dinged me hard. I dinged them right back. Line
I'll park
three.
Over there. The two gentlemen in those cars are just dinging each other.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Are these everybody with fake notes? Oh, hold on, line three. Hold on 1 second. What is that?
Well, the social media lounge is not helping... my argument that this is the first I've ever heard of it, because everyone leaves fake notes.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Now, Matt
leaves
says,
a real note.
One time in college, we saw a truck hit a car. We watched him leave a quote-unquote note. We knew he was faking it, so we took down his plates and gave the info to the cops.
Wow.
And he said when they walked up to the car, it was just a blank sheet of paper.
They just put like a blank sheet of paper, right? Like it was a note. That's pretty good. By the way, you know who else does this? And I'm not casting dispersions on them, but you know who else does this all the time?
Who?
Delivery drivers.
Oh, if they hit you?
Yes. They leave fake notes also, because that goes back on their record. So they'll leave a note, but they know that everybody's watching.
We've talked about that before, mm-hmm. and coverage, and we had the woman call who got hit by the, was it
UPS?
UPS, yeah. That's a whole nother element, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying everybody leaves fake notes.
Trish says you got to leave it on a big sheet of paper just so those around you see you're doing something.
But she's not leaving a real note.
So Steffi got this note on her car. An a-hole backed into your car and drove off without checking for a scratch. Here's the plate number. Black Chrysler. Merry Christmas. So she got a note about the incident.
I would do that.
Shut up.
By the way, if I hit Diane's car and there was damage, why wouldn't I just leave a note that says, hey, the guy who hit your car took off, but here's his plate.
Oh, and just it's the guy. Pick some random one?
Yeah, I give him Tyler's license plate.
But I'm parked a mile away.
Yeah, I know. You moved because you hit her car.
So your fake note is real information.
Yeah, I'm fingering somebody else.
Jesus Christ. That's worse than Pizza Hut.
Line three. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, how you doing?
Hey, good. Who's this?
This is Brendan from Queens.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
So, I actually had an incident where I hit a parked car. I was driving, I hit a parked car, wrecked my car, went inside to write a note, and when I came outside, the car that I hit was gone.
Well, you tried.
I tried.
That's pretty good. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, I got you. Who's this?
This is Shane from Hagerstown.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I got left a note one time that says, I hit your car, and everybody's looking, so I got to pretend to write a note. So here's your note.
Yeah, see? Exactly. At least the person's honest, right? Like, you should almost feel better with that.
I mean,
all right, dude. Appreciate it. Yes, Tyler.
From Bruno, I left someone a note at the airport with my actual info. $600 later, I learned a valuable lesson. What's Bruno trying to say there?
Yeah, okay. Well, it felt good to leave that note like you were doing the right thing.
Dirtbag got one that once just said, I hit your S.
That's funny.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, so I've actually left a note. I was in college, and I returned back to the scene of the crime and retrieved the note because I only left a note because there were witnesses. So here's what happened. I went to class, and usually I had a 7 to 9:40 class. So I would park my car so I didn't have to walk back to my apartment and at night. So I parked my car right in front of the building. So I hit the car in front of people because it was daytime. So then I got back to my class at around 6:30, and I saw the same car with my note on it. So I was like, oh, well, nobody's still here. Let me just take it off. I took it off.
Well, you know
and
what?
I'm definitely part of them. I did put a real note on that one. But then a few years later, I don't hit a lot of cars. I've only done this twice. A few years later, I actually left a note and transposed one of my numbers. I was just moving, so I was at the U-Haul parking lot. And I went into the store and I said, does anyone have this car? I accidentally hit it. And I was doing my due diligence by letting them know, hey, I'm sorry I hit your car, but nobody claimed it was their car, so I left a fake note. And if it ever got back to me, I would have been like, I was moving all day. I might have transposed the number. I'm sorry. I was nervous. That's it.
You know what? That's pretty good. Now, can I ask this real quick? Hey, thank you, ma'am. Can I ask this? Is anybody walking into the store to ask, oh, I'm sorry, I hit a car. Does anybody drive a silver Acura?
If the parking lot's definitely used by that, yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
You're going in. You're going into Michael's.
Yeah, because I'm picturing, you know, like an airport or a stadium where you have no idea where the person could be.
Yeah, no, but if it's a standalone store, you're going into a restaurant. You parked outside Outback.
It has to be by itself.
Yeah, you parked outside Outback.
Not a strip mall.
You can't be sharing the property.
Why would you ruin someone's dinner?
No, you're not.
You're helping them by giving them your information.
Yeah.
From Snapchat.
It's just easier to give Pizza Hut's number.
I was tailgating at a concert the other day and saw someone ding a car and leave a note. I had just enough drinks to consider taking the note and telling the dinger to Venmo my account the damage amount.
Oh my God.
When I sobered up in the morning, I knew it was wrong. Wow. Wow. So that would suggest it's too dangerous to leave the note. You're going to get scammed.
Yeah, could be. Sure.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to go in and find the person then. I'll try all the stores, the PetSmart and the Five Below.
I'm going to walk all the rows at that concert.
Pardon me. Line 3. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
No name. I got one better for you. People leave their business cards at other businesses. Got a couple in my wallet. I've left someone else's business card on a car.
Like, I'm just trying to win a free lunch.
That's genius.
Y'all have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what do you got?
Trying to see, do I still have hot dog butt? Oh, here we go. I got my pen out. This is me at Arrowhead last night. And putting that right on the car. Everyone see what I put down? A note, right? Okay, we gotta go. Elliot comes up to his car. What do you have there?
I got a Travis Kelce player card.
A little trading card my son gave me.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Hey, by the way, just real quick, can we agree that may be the best thing to do?
Business card thing?
Yeah, somebody else's business card, that may be the ideal thing to do. Does anybody have business cards here?
Yeah, of course.
Who would have them in their office? Oh my God, Jeff Capucci's hitting cars like crazy. I'm going to have people in front of this. I'm just going to hand them out like they're bumper stickers in front of the building. And if you hit somebody, just blame it on Capucci. I'm sorry. Yes. Who's this?
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. What's going on, dude?
So I was leaving the grocery store about a year ago, and I literally ripped somebody's bumper off. I had to go. I went back into the grocery store, and I made them make an announcement overhead so I could find out whose car it was.
Oh, my God. Goody, goody.
He said he ripped the bumper off, though. That's pretty serious.
Oh, yeah, but you must get on the PA. Excuse me, Target.
No. It was Food Lion. But there must have been 30 people just staring at me. So I felt the eyes of the law just looking at me.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tyler.
And finally from Preston. My car is already dented and pretty dinged. A note was put on about a new one. I texted just to say thanks, but don't worry about it. My car's a POS. Ended up being a fake number. Now I was pissed.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.